Hello, and welcome to Your Ultimate You the podcast, and I am your host, Jessica Barrett. In today's episode, I have a lovely lady with me sharing her story to demonstrate the realities of what we as women face. We are all unique and spend far too much time worrying about everyone else that we often forget to check in with ourselves. I truly believe I will be able to empower all of you beautiful women who are listening simply by inspiring and educating you through the power of real women sharing their stories, vulnerabilities, passions, and drives. Without further ado, hello, Kira.
Hi there. Thanks
How
so much
are
for
you?
having me. I'm well, thank you.
Good. Hello, Kira. It's so great to be here with you today. Now, this incredible woman is an outstanding woman in her own right. She's creating and created a life that she's working very hard for. A true inspiration, if you ask me. Welcome, Kira. I'm so grateful to be here with you today to chat to you about you. So, my lovely, let's give the listeners a picture of who you are. Would you please tell us more about your background?
Yeah, so I now am a functional medicine trained nutritionist. But getting into my background, for decades, I dealt with chronic digestive issues that were just debilitating at times. Conventional medicine didn't do a lot for me. I mean, they ran a bunch of tests, but in reality, it was okay, well, maybe coffee and chocolate and citrus is an issue for you. Why don't you try eliminating those? And I would do that, and my issues were still there. Okay, well, maybe we need to put you on some Zantac, a proton pump inhibitor, to help with the acid. I would do that, didn't really do anything. Okay, well, let's try to do this next test. And so it was just back and forth over the years of let's do a test. Okay, let's try this. Testing would always come back clear. We don't know what to tell you. And so finally, it was in my mid-20s that they said, I don't know, you have IBS. That must be the cause of your issues. And that was kind of it. And so left me very frustrated and thinking that my body was just failing itself.
Yeah, I can bet. Oh, bless your heart. Thank you so much for sharing that. Goodness me. What a tiresome journey for you, having to go backwards and forwards to be told an umbrella, I say an umbrella condition, which is a blanket condition for many, many related issues that you've shared. Thank you so much. What was it that you faced from these struggles that you've shared with us? That led you up until the point that you made a conscious decision to make a change.
I mean, I think it was the constant frustration and the physical pain. I remember I was in my 20s. I was with a girlfriend. We had flown to Vegas and we were going to have a girls' weekend and such a grand time. And, I didn't know about eating. I'd never figured out my trigger foods and what could potentially be causing me issues. So we're hitting up the buffets and we're having drinks. And I think it was our third night there. We were supposed to go to a concert. I was so excited. We're getting ready. And my digestive issues would always come on with a vengeance. They just came on very quickly. They weren't slow. And so in the middle of getting ready, I said to my friend, I don't know, my stomach is starting to bother me. And I would get so in my head at that point because you knew what was coming on. You would probably make it, I mean, I feel like I was probably making it worse just by thinking, oh my gosh, this is gonna be awful. And so sure enough, within 30 minutes, I was like on the bed, I was, over in pain. And I said to my girlfriend, I'm so sorry, I can't go to the concert. And she didn't understand. People didn't understand, like, what do you mean? You were fine 30 minutes ago. Let's go to the concert. But I was in so much pain. And I think that was another piece of the breaking point of this is ridiculous. This isn't normal. Like, why am I dealing with this? And why can nobody give me answers? And that's when, as funny as it sounds, I kept hearing people talk about food. And I'm like, well, I've tried eliminating these things, but no one talked to me about gluten. No one talked to me about dairy. Nobody even talked to me about the quality of food. It was just, let's eliminate these acid-producing foods and see if that helps. And it didn't. So I said, I'm going to go back and I'm going to study nutrition to help myself. And that's kind of where
Wow.
it led me.
Wow. And that's phenomenal. That particular, I'm so sorry, went through that pain, of course, and it's the pain, the physical pain you're going through, but also the the challenge that you're facing at the time with your friend not being able to understand, that's a challenge in itself. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Within that event, and that you realized that you wanted to take those steps to understand you, nutrition, which is vital for our overall health and well-being. What shifted within you on this journey, or did you find a paradigm within yourself?
I mean, that's been further decades in the process. I mean, I think when I went back to study nutrition, I was an English teacher back then. I taught middle school English and art. And so when I started to do the journey with nutrition, I started to realize, wow, food is medicine. Like, food can really be a medicine or a poison. And I hate to word it that way, but I hadn't realized, because that wasn't anything that we're taught like in typical school, right? You just follow the government guidelines of eat this much of this and eat this much of that. So that was a paradigm shift for me, just understanding nutrition and the fact that biochemically we're all different and we all have different needs. And just because someone says this is how you're supposed to eat doesn't mean that's how you're supposed to eat.
Exactly.
So I think that was one. And then over the years, I started to understand more about my body and my response, and realizing how much stress impacted me. And you hear people talk about that, oh, stress is a silent killer. But again, no one ever goes into detail on what stress looks like and how that might present for others, and how for some people that shows up as digestive issues, or same thing with trauma. So that was another paradigm shift of just starting to understand me and my body, and looking at not just the physical, but also the emotional aspects of healing.
100%. Oh my, thank you for sharing this. It's so enlightening. It is so true. Our physical emotions, our emotive emotions, do manifest themselves physically. For example, on a very low basis, when we're feeling anxious about something, what do we feel? We feel the butterfly effect in our tummy, or we feel nauseous. That is our body telling us. It's an early warning sign telling us this is not feeling good. Or stress, and people talk about their shoulder by their ears because of the amount of stress in their shoulders and their neck, they carry it. Those are all very isolated areas of our physical body carrying those emotive responses. And yet, over periods of time, it's pretty crazy how our bodies can react. For me, for example, and to the listeners that know my journey, trauma leading into trauma, and a space of 3 years, I ended up having a major anxiety attack, and it literally was a frying pan to the face moment. It halted me in the here and now, and I had to completely shift my mind after that, and realizing I had PTSD, and that was the impact after two lots of trauma. It's honestly, when we really lean into that journey of healing, physical, spiritual, emotional. It's amazing how much we learn about ourselves and what it is that we individually need, and food being the fuel for it. I mean, you're so right. We're individual. And yes, one thing might fit somebody, but it certainly won't fit everybody else. It's good to have a basis foundation of what's healthy, what's not, but really understand what it is that you're putting in your body. Like, seriously, thank you so much. It's so, so important. Kira, what was your greatest aha moment or inspiration to date?
That's a tough one. I'd like to say it was understanding nutrition, because that led me to no longer having digestive issues, right? Those issues are gone,
Wow.
completely eliminated after learning my body and understanding functional medicine and what was going on in my digestive system. But in reality, wasn't it? I think the biggest thing was just what you said, understanding how much emotions, trauma, and the spiritual aspect plays a massive, massive role in our health and well-being.
100%. And when we do lean to our journeys, you see the shifts in your life literally overnight change. Some of them take longer, of course. It's your mind, it's how you feel about yourself, it's how you interact with others, and then they interact with you differently, and things really shift for you in such a positive light. You go into the growth mindset. And yet, when we're in that journey, it isn't a tick box. You haven't reached a certain level and go, yep, here I go, I'm done. it's a continual journey, and that's the beauty of it. There are times where you will be smashing it in life, and others where your head is in the sand because it's just downright crappy with whatever it is that you're going through as an individual. We experience those highs and lows. We experience that because living in the ordinary, that is what life is. And when we accept the ordinary and appreciate the here and now, then that's when we really truly understand the extraordinary. Thank you so much. Thank you. Kira, what have you created for yourself?
A healthy relationship with my body, an understanding of what nourishes me, what depletes me, what I need. I've learned to listen to my body and, okay, in this moment, if I don't feel amazing, what do I need? Have I had water? Have I had food? Do I need to get outside and connect with nature? Do I need some sunshine on my face? Like, that has been the biggest thing. And then obviously that propelled me into helping others create that, you know, being a functional nutritionist and helping others on that journey. So that's been my biggest creation, I guess.
That's pretty huge. That's pretty huge. You've done it for yourself. You're a true testimony to it. And now you're able to share your wisdom, your expertise, and your kindness with others. That's beautiful. Thank you so much. What do you feel is one of your greatest lessons from life to date?
Awareness. Just awareness in general. I think that has been the biggest thing for me. And that can relate to health, but that can relate to anything of, oh, I'm reacting in this certain way. I'm getting triggered. Okay, but creating that awareness, why? That trigger's there. I'm reacting for a reason. What do I need to gain from it? And just everything in life, having the awareness of why is this happening? Why am I responding this way? Why is my body responding this way? Why is someone else responding this way? I just think awareness is everything.
It's the key. It really is. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes. What is incredible here is Kira's true story of her origins and her struggles, because let's face it, we all have them. And most importantly, how Kira took her power back when she rediscovered herself in terms of self-worth, personal awareness to make the decisions she needed to make and the shifts in her life. And lastly, Kira, where do you see your journey taking you?
Just continuing on this journey. I mean, you said it. It doesn't stop. You know, like maybe I understand what my body needs nutritionally right now, but those needs shift. And then same thing with the spiritual, emotional, all that journey, it doesn't end. It continues on a daily basis of what else can I add to it? What else can I learn about myself? How can I be evolving in this world?
100%. Thank you. I'd like to leave the listeners with one final thought. Kira, I'm going to ask you three quick questions. The first, what does empowering women mean to you?
Helping them better understand their bodies and their purpose in this world.
Yes. What three words would you describe yourself as?
Empathetic, funny, persistent.
Amazing. And what makes you happy, Kira?
Living, choosing to be happy. That was a realization for me over the years too. I heard someone say, it was a mentor years ago that said, you get the choice every day to be happy. Do you want to choose it? And yeah, happiness is what makes me happy. Choosing to be happy every day.
And having the ability. How beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you, Kira, for your time today. You have been brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And thank you to all of my sensational listeners. I look forward to having another incredible woman sharing her story with you in the next episode. Thank you. Bye.